Today is Monday, November 4th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's go ahead and get started. So I don't remember what I covered on Friday, so we'll just talk about what I did on the weekend. Saturday was one of my first Saturdays since getting back from all of my trips that I didn't have anything specific that I needed to do. So on Saturday, I got up and didn't do anything. We had Pokemon stuff that we had to do. We had Pokemon stuff that we wanted to do. So I got up. I did get Chick-fil-A for breakfast. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I got Chick-fil-A. But it's just, you know, it is what it is. You got to have Chick-fil-A sometimes. But anyway, I did that. And then we wanted to play Pokemon because there was a special event. It was a little bit of a jip, I want to say, because, oh, I think that's a bad word. It was a little bit of a, not worth the money. So this is the first event in Pokemon where you had to pay money to get a ticket to do the event earlier or to get something earlier, but it's going to be released later for everyone else. And it wasn't like an event somewhere like GoFest or some of those other things like you would pay, but you go somewhere and like they have food trucks and they have all this other stuff. So you feel like there's an event where all these other Pokemon players are getting together and you're doing something. This was just, you buy a ticket so that you can get access to certain challenges that you have to do from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you complete those, then you get some special thing. So you get a special move or you get a pose or for your avatar and you get some Pokemon. But that Pokemon is going to be released later to everyone. So I don't know. But we did it. It's something I can do with Mark and we can have fun and, you know, whatever. So it's fine. It wasn't that expensive. It was only $8. So we did that from about 11 until 3. And then I had a bunch of work stuff. I was still working on getting videos created for this training that I was doing. So in the afternoon, when we got back, I worked on those videos and, you know, was working on getting those ready. And then in the evening, we had our restaurant of the week. So the restaurant that we did was this, it's a bar. I can't remember, Moonbrock or something like that was the name of it. And it's a brewery. Well, it's not a brewery, but it's a pub or a bar that specializes in serving specialty beers. And we don't even really drink beer. But the reason I chose it is because it's new. Like we haven't, it's not new, but we have never eaten there. So I was like, oh, it's something new. But the food was only really like pub food. It's a restaurant, but there was nothing like fancy restaurant. It was all like burgers and hot dogs and pretzel. And they had soup and a couple of salads and, you know, some tacos and stuff like that. So we go in, and it's a three-story place. We didn't even know. And we walk in, and there's no one at the little booth, the hostess stand or whatever. There's no one there, and there's this band setting up to get ready to play. It was interesting because the reviews for this place said that it had a very young crowd, but this band that was setting up was three old men, basically. And on the first floor, there were all these old ladies and like grandpa looking people sitting at these tables. And so I was like, huh, that's interesting because all the reviews and I don't have a problem with older people, but it's like you go in and it looks like a nursing home on the first floor. And it was just interesting because all the reviews I had read said that it had a very young, you know, youthful crowd. And so if they have a band, I was expecting it to be like, I don't know, like a, I don't know. I was expecting it to be a band. Okay, that's the wrong one. We'll try the game. I was expecting it to be a band that would, I don't know, appeal to younger people, perhaps. And anyway, but it was this. And who knows? You know, when we first got there, they weren't playing yet. So maybe it could have been like, they could have been older gentlemen that were playing, you know, Justin Bieber songs. I don't know. But anyway, it was just weird because, like, I thought, huh, this, if they have a younger crowd. And Mark was looking up the stairs and he said, oh, there are younger people. It seems like all the college age / young adult type people are upstairs. Anyway, so going back, we were standing at the hostess stand and, like, you know, taking all this in, but no one was coming. We stood there for probably about 5 minutes. Nobody was coming to seat us. And so I walked back to the bar and I said, hey, we're here to eat. Is someone going to seat us or do we need to seat ourselves? He's like, oh, yeah, you just seat yourself. But there was no sign that said seat yourself, nothing like that. So anyway, we find a seat on the first floor because no one gave us instructions that we could go to the second floor or the third floor. They, you know, so we went on the first floor, we found a seat, and we sat down, and the waitress did come over. So that was, I mean, she came over pretty quickly, and she took our drink order and, you know, all that. So we did that. And then the band started playing, and they were playing stuff like Great Balls of Fire and Good Golly Miss Molly and like all this kind of stuff. And I was like, wow, that doesn't really, but you know, the first floor was loving it because, like, you know, elderly convention on the first floor. I don't know what the second floor was thinking because they didn't even tell us whether we could go to the second floor when we were seating ourselves. And I read a review that said, you know, the seating was a problem with this place because they had the same experience where no one came up. They didn't know where to sit. They went to the second floor, but then no one waited on them. And when they went to the bar, the bartender said, oh, yeah, we don't have enough staff to wait on you if you sit in the second floor. Now, this review was 6 or 7 months old, so I don't know if the case would have been the same, you know, Saturday night. So I ordered a Sloppy Joe with fries, and we ordered a pretzel for our appetizer, and Mark ordered a fish and chips. And I will say this, the pretzel was good, the sauce was good that it was in, and it seemed like it was a homemade pretzel, like not something they bought, you know, frozen and just heated up, but it was actually, looks like they made the dough fresh in-house. It was, you know, it was very unique looking, so it looked like it was rolled by a human, not like a machine. And it was a everything pretzel, so it was like one of those everything bagels that has the sesame seeds and the, you know, all that kind of stuff on the top of it. And so that was good. And then the food, the Sloppy Joe tasted really good, but it was the sloppiest Sloppy Joe. Literally, it's like they took a bottom bun and poured stew on top of it. Not stew. I mean, there was no vegetables or anything. But, I mean, it was so loose. The Sloppy Joe stuff was so loose that it was just dripping over the sides. And there was no way I was going to be able to pick it up. And I don't like a fork and knife burger. I want to be able to pick up my burger and eat it like a sandwich. But the flavor was really good. Like, the flavor was really good. The fries were actually really good. They were crispy. They were hot. They were, you know, very good. The fries were great. Mark really liked his fish, so that was good. The music was too loud. We couldn't really talk to each other because the music was so loud on the first floor that we were having to yell at each other. And that's one thing. That's one reason I don't really go to bars all that much, because I like to be able to talk to my friends or whoever I'm with. And music, I know this makes me sound like an old person, but when music is so loud and you're like, hey, how are you doing? You know, you have to yell. I don't really like that. So anyway, we ate and had a drink and then we left. So, that, you know, that was good. And then we just went home and, I don't know, watched Great British Baking Show or something. And I won't spoil the winner, but I was really pleased with who the winner was. And then on Sunday I had church, and then I worked more on the videos and for my training for work. And then I had a, we had a suits meeting where we went over like a, kind of a retrospective on the New Orleans event and what we want to do better next year. And then I had Survivors Ready recording. So, all right. Well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.